Hey, Jeff Sabar here with Road Trip Mojo. We're talking today with Sam Calhoun, who's chief operating officer with Florence Left and Cross the Way Productions. Great festival lined up for the 2023 event, Floyd Fest Forever. It's going to be a lot of fun, bring back some music, some magic, some mountains at a whole new venue with a whole great lineup that we've not seen there before. It's going to be a lot of fun. So, Sam, thanks for joining us. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me. It's so good to speak to you again and really excited to talk about Floyd Fest 23 Forever, the first festival at our new home, which is lightly and dubbed Festival Park there in Floyd, Virginia.
Festival Park. There you go. Give us a little bit of background on the park and what this means, what you have going on there. Give us some inside scoop.
Well, I tell you what, we have come off a heck of a few years coming from a sold-out show to the pandemic, surviving the pandemic, coming out and putting together two of arguably our best festivals ever, Floyd Fest 21 Odyssey and Floyd Fest 22 Heartbeat. But this is yet another huge challenge and another big dream come true for us, is that we have finally found our forever home, if you will, and that's a piece of land that we own now in the middle of Floyd, Virginia. And the point of this always was to park and camp every single patron on one site. And we know we're going to have to lower capacity to make that happen. The property is just short of 200 acres. But to have everyone on site, not having to deal with off-site shuttling, any delays or the various things that could go wrong with that, is a breath of fresh air, we think, for a lot of our patrons. We care very deeply about patron surveys. And the number one thing on patron surveys year after year, we're just trying to eradicate or improve the shuttle system. So with the new piece of land, we're all going to be one big happy family on one piece of land together.
There you go. How will it be divided out? There'll be tent camping, there'll be RV, there'll be VIP. Talk to me a little bit about what's there and what's new as far as the camping scenario is set up.
That's a great question. And really everything is new, and we're able to do things with this piece of property that we weren't able to do with the constraints of the old one, I guess. So we do have, I guess, maybe let's say three main GA camping areas. That is canopy camping. Canopy camping is kind of resembles our GA tent tag from our former site. And boy, this is a beautiful piece of the property. And we have had these wonderful arborists from Floyd County working over the last couple of weeks to beautify and open this area up. So we want to maintain the canopy, if you will, the shade of it, but we want to take out the undergrowth and make sure there's plenty of little nooks for people to set up their own homes and campsites, because we know that the camping experience is just as crucial almost as a lineup with a festival such as ours. The camp experience has to be perfect. Then we have this new area called higher ground camping. This is amazing. It's one of the highest parts of the property. It is flat ground, which is unique for Floyd. And it faces out over our main stage and the majority of the venue. Another cool part of that is the higher ground viewing deck and stage is now located up there or being built right now. And then it's this wonderful structure that kind of doubles as a beer garden and a stage and a viewing deck that you can look out over the entire property. So the higher ground camping and that viewing deck area. Kind of the more premium camping that we could maybe say is akin to premium woodsy at our former site is the premium creekside camping. There's a wonderful creek that runs through our property called Meadow Run Creek. And there's this wonderful piece that has been found kind of on the south end of the creek in the woods, flat ground, right on the water. So that's going to be a very, very unique and cool memories-making place for people to camp. And then I guess the fourth beyond GA, of course, is VIP. And the VIP world, people can check out our site map on floydfest.com, and you can kind of get a lay of the land there. But this is wild. We're going to have flat ground for our VIPs to camp on. That is new and unique, and we're excited to welcome them to that area. One side of that area, it has beautiful old-growth tall trees. The other side is flanked by the banks of Meadow Run Creek. So we think that is beautiful, and, of course, in that area, like always, the close proximity to that VIP pub where they get the free drinks and that VIP catering tent where they get the free meals and the pub stage where you get the exclusive concert. So we really are putting together that marquee VIP program at this new site, which we feel like we've been known for at the former site.
Yeah, having your own site brings up a number of you're sort of eliminating a number of issues, the curveballs of leasing a property, and for anybody, I don't care if you rent your home or if you rent a property for a festival, you're always at the whim of somebody else, you know, and if they change their mind or whatever. So you have your forever home. Also, the location you chose, you were telling me earlier, closer to Roanoke. I was looking at a map today. I've gone to other festivals where I may spend 5-6 hours on back roads getting there, where it looks like I'm taking an interstate, you know, most of the way up if I were to come in from Florida or from anywhere else through the South. It sounds like it's really accessible and should make it a lot easier for those who are driving in from a distance.
Absolutely. And, you know, I kind of joke, and I guess it was part of the brand, but when we went to the former home, you feel like you're going to a different planet. I mean, it is a ways to get there. The cell service doesn't work. And this new property, it's like 30 minutes to Roanoke. It's 30 minutes down the hill to like Franklin County, Boone's Mill area. It has great proximity, easy access. But the one thing we never wanted to give up was the mountains, right? We are Music Magic Mountain. And this property definitely still has the mountain vistas that you can see. It's just a little closer to, you know, civilization.
That's a beautiful thing. And for those who will be driving in, they'll thank you. I know that when we've done things like Lockin and spent, again, literally 4 or 5 hours or more on back roads, it's a great drive through, you know, old Americana in some ways, but it adds a lot of miles onto your mind as you're doing that. So it sounds great. Any other teasers about what you have going on there, what you're building there without giving away the farm, as it were, before we dive into your killer lineup you have set up for this year?
Yeah, you know, there's so much we could probably discuss on this. Like we say, it's a blank slate. And so we're going at it with all of our dream wish list. And so you're going to see a lot of things we've wanted to do for a long time. But I will say, you know, the infrastructure is going to be improved. We're going to have better power and more locations. We're going to have better water and more locations. We're really trying to take care of all campers. You know, expanding things like medical stations. They're more easily readily available in different locations. Info places, merch places, ABC locations. So we're really thinking this from a patron standpoint, and we really can't wait to share everybody just what this is going to look like and come into be. I will tell you, I'm very excited about people seeing it for the first time. You kind of come in and you park in what I call the upstairs, and then when you look down to the downstairs, it's incredible to see the venue come to life right in front of your eyes. Now, I will just caveat this and say, a lot will be built by year one, but this is a multi-year project, as everyone can probably understand, is that we will be putting new elements in year after year after year.
Again, the beauty of owning your own property and being able to build with permanence in mind, not having to tear things down, load it in a truck and take it away. It stays there. It's yours. You know, or you want to move it next year, you move it because you thought of something different, or it stays and you build upon it. Speaking of infrastructure, came back from a fest recently and, you know, cell service can be lousy. Anything along those lines that people need to think about? I don't want to say be concerned about, but think about as they head in. It's hard to know when you're Sam Calhoun, one of a few people on the mountain versus, you know, thousands of people trying to steal the same cell signal. So not steal, but use the same cell tower or whatever. What's been the vibe? What's the feeling there as far as the service you get from all the majors?
Great question, and I'm glad you're hitting on this. So, of course, it was a thorn in our side at our former location. It was just very difficult to get a signal. We ended up putting up temporary trucks, many different locations. Never were able to nail it perfectly. I'm very happy to say that when I first saw this property, I was psyched to find 5 cell phone towers that you can see in sight distance of it. Now, of course, that kind of mars the view shed at times. But that being said, we know how important it is, connectivity is to our patrons, once again, from patron surveys. And so I can say that right now, as the festival sits, it already has much better, 50 to 70% better cell signal than the former location. This week, we are actually meeting with Verizon on site, and they're going to put up a temporary, if not permanent, tower on our site. Of course, aesthetically pleasing, melding with the landscapes, what we want to get at. And then we're also going to speak to AT&T about it as well. They've been very good to work with in last year. So we can tell you the connectivity will improve 100% when you get to this new site.
That's beautiful. One thing I learned from a festival I went to with a buddy of mine, the moment we started going up the mountain, mine said no service, and he had service, and we're on 2 different carriers. So when I came back down, you know, I learned that roaming agreements aren't cast in stone anywhere. They have to be sort of drawn up. They don't have them. And it's always good to travel with somebody who has their own, has a different carrier than you, because one of you might get better service than the other. So, but it's good to hear that, again, your surveys have told you, you know, this is something we're concerned about, or we would like, as much as we'd like to disconnect, we don't disconnect. We still got to post, keep in touch with family, whatever the case may be. So, you know, kudos for looking out for that. And at best we can hide that tower, but as long as we have it, all the better.
We're jumping on this week, you know, so it's like we're early November. So we're on it.
Yeah, absolutely. We got time to make it happen and bring it about. The lineup. The lineup is exceptional. What you've dropped so far, I mean, Black Crowes, you have Goose, you have Eggy, you have Neighbor, you have a whole bunch of bands that we've longed to see in a single lineup or just know would be great to pull together. How in the world do you curate something like that, that purposeful programming that you've alluded to in the past? To speak in baseball, just finished off the World Series, this is a grand slam. So how'd you pull this together?
And love that you say that. A lot of credit, of course, goes to the man in charge of the talent buying, which is Chris Hodges, who does an exceptional job every year. I will note that we are super, super excited about how this personal programming is coming together for this year. But I will remind listeners that we have much more lineup to go. November 15th, coming up soon, is our next lineup announcement. The one we'll follow that is in the beginning of December. And then we have many more to come after that. So this is just, we're just getting our feet wet, you know, with this coming out here. But, of course, we wanted to come out very strong this year. And we wanted to do something we've never done before, which was announce the top headliners for the four big days, the Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, with the Black Crowes, My Morning Jacket, Sheryl Crow, and Goose. Now, we will be announcing which band is on which day come late December, okay? So I can't quite let that out of the bag yet. There's some more things to work on with that. But those four bands right there, I think they really capture the Food Fest vibe and our patronage and what they're really into. It is incredible to have the Black Crowes on the mountain. Sheryl Crow, 9-time Grammy Award winner. She is incredible, and she still has it. And to see her on our stage is going to be emotional. My Morning Jacket is one of those bands we almost felt like should have played our festival a couple times. You know, they really do fit the demographic, the patronage once again. And to be able to snag them for 2023 is huge. Anyone listening who knows me knows that I'm going to, you know, gush over Goose. They are become my favorite band at the moment, and many of the people on our staff are absolutely obsessed like I am. The trajectory of those fellows right now is meteoric, and to be able to capture and bring them back to the mountain after their debut performance in 2021 is huge, especially as headliners. Those guys are going to the moon, and we're happy to be along for that ride. All this being said, they're supported and buttressed by this amazingly strong class that we announced with them. And like I said, there's much more to come with that. But Nikki Lane, returning to the mountain, incredible, incredible singer-songwriter. The Hip Abduction comes back as well, that wonderful reggae. Elle King, we just have nothing but great things to say about her. Just heard that, not a big TV guy, but one of the funniest shows in television right now is The Righteous Gemstones, and she has her song debuting in the next season of that coming out soon. Cool. But then you go through everything else. You have Shane Smith and the Saints, incredible. You have Yellow Wolf and Shooter Jennings present Sometimes Why. That is going to be incredible. And, of course, you mentioned Neighbor and Eggy, kind of on the same trajectory in my mind as Goose. And those guys are getting, you know, just hundreds of more fans by the night. And, then of course, rounding out, we welcome back our and Jared Stout band. Our audiences absolutely love them from 2022, and they're going to come back with a bigger splash this coming year.
Yeah, we just were introduced. I'd heard both Eggy and Neighbor through Spotify or through coming up on YouTube, you know, vids as I'm watching Goose or otherwise, and just saw them both over at Halloween and just blown away. You know, it was just, it was colossal to see. And it's great to see these young bands coming up and just really, as you said, with Goose or with the other two and then other bands out there. You know, we often would wonder, you know, is jam band alive and well? It's beyond alive and well. It's kicking, it's flailing, it's kicking ass, you know. So it's great to see, and it's great to see them getting the time and see them while you can, because eventually, you know, it's only a matter of time before they start doing larger and larger and larger venues. that and I don't want to say is prohibitive, but they'll bring the masses in tow. You're getting to see them in a sweet spot in their development and in their touring. So it's a great time to see them.
We're always trying to catch lightning in a bottle. You know,
there you go, and you've done it. Talk back up for a second. How many stages are we anticipating for this?
That's
been announced. Where do you stand with that?
Yeah, so and people are welcome to go and check out the site map once again on FloydFest.com. But it's a great question because right now we're at 6+, quote unquote, stages. So that is a slight reduction from the former site. Some may argue we had too many stages at the former site.
Yeah.
But we were basically at 8 to 9 stages at the former site. We're going to be at 6 to 7. And both those instances I am counting as the extra one, the Floyd Fest bus stop, which we're very proud of. But really 6 main stages, if you will. So we have the main stage, which is going to be just gorgeous, and it will follow some of the aesthetics that we have, you patrons have seen from the old site. We have the Oasis stage, which is kind of akin to our libation stage at the former site, but much bigger, much, much bigger, like a massive tent, which will have all sorts of programming. We, of course, bring back the VIP stage. That is extremely popular for the exclusive concerts and programming that we put on there in the VIP world only. You have to have credentials to get to there. We, of course, have the Children's Universe stage. That comes back. The Forever Young stage is what we used to call that, where kids could have open mic performances, but everything up to, like, Keller playing with his daughter, you know, at that stage.
Yeah.
The Higher Ground Viewing Deck and stage, which I mentioned, which we're very, very excited about. Our patrons can look forward to seeing that viewing deck completed in its entirety by Floyd Fest 23 Forever. That is huge. We have broken ground. We've done a lot of engineering, and we're going to be building that over the winter. And then we have the Floyd Country Store porch stage. This, in many ways, resembles our workshop porch stage from the former site, which was a very intimate sit-down, listening room-type stage that we're very, very proud of. This new stage is going to be with a partnership with Floyd Country Store, arguably one of the most popular and most famous things of Floyd County. And the idea is for the facade of the Floyd Country Store, which is very, you know, synonymous with that brand, is to be recreated. And so our musicians will be playing on the in front of the facade on the new Floyd Country Store porch stage. This will be affixed to an old barn that we are restoring in the dead center of the property. The barn has we're romanticizing the barn. We absolutely love this thing. And so we're gonna help it live another 200 years, we hope. And on one side of that barn will be our merch cellar, and then the other side of that barn will be the Floyd Country Store porch stage. And then last but not least, of course, the Floyd Fest bus stop returns in 2023, and that has just taken on life its own. And I encourage people, if they're not already, we have been debuting all these new premieres of the Floyd Fest 22 Heartbeat work, or the Floyd Fest bus stop recording session. And they're on our Facebook, on a website, on YouTube. You can click around all of our various digital assets, and you'll be able to find them.
What's the longest walk someone will take from the, if you're talking GA, not VIP, the longest walk someone will take between two of the furthest stages?
Got it. Love that question. First, I'm going to asterisk that for a second. While we do not have off-site shuttles anymore, we are making our on-site shuttle system very robust. So we're going to have a set of bus stops, if you will, all across shuttle stops, if you will, all across the property. And we're going to have a routine schedule of when these shuttles come through so that no one has to walk if they don't want to walk. And it kind of resembles like Bonnaroo's jam track. You know, it's going to be a very professional on-site system. That being said, this property is smaller than I guess it looks like perhaps on paper. And so, you know, if I was in Canopy Camping, let's say, and I wanted to walk to VIP, which is kind of on the other side of the property, that's not more than a 15-minute walk, and the 15-minute includes stopping and watching and looking at stuff. We're being very proactive about putting in trails everywhere so people can find their own way. Find their own way also means, I kind of call it the people path, like a deer path, is that in year one, our patrons are going to teach us where they want to walk, right? And so we're going to pay attention to that, and we're going to create new paths based on, you know, patron preference, which is kind of like all of our brand rolled into one.
Great. That's a great idea. I mean, I went to a big university, and you would see patron paths, as you call them, and then the next year there'd be concrete. You know, they lay down a sidewalk because people were cutting across not a field, but an open way just to cut distance.
Yeah.
So they would put it in, and then you find it. You're not going to lay concrete, but you'll make it a little bit more, you know, patron friendly to walk through the bramble or whatever the case may be, clear it out. So that makes it easier on them, and they'll tell you where they want to walk, you know. So they'll tell you how they
patrons.
Want to get to where they're
going. They'll tell you.
Yeah,
this is our patron festival. We've always said that. It's not our festival. And so just like the patron surveys, we want to know what you feel about the property and how we can do better, and we will.
Yeah, talking about the country store stage, talk to me a little bit about the collaboration with the community and how important that is. I mean, a lot of festivals, and I don't want to, you know, over-grandize this, but they are there because they realize the role they play. They are providing jobs. They are providing money to the community through people driving through, gassing up, buying food, staying in hotels, whatever. Talking about the collaboration or at least the role that you guys play now that you're in Floyd County proper, and the role that you will play as being an economic boost and a partner to the county, to the local community.
Really appreciate you asking this. For anyone following along at home in the off season, this has made headlines in the local news, and we have remained positive, knowing, trusting exactly what we bring to this community. We absolutely love Floyd. We all have roots in Floyd, and like you mentioned, our economic development is significant in Floyd County and the surrounding region. We put heads in beds. We put gas in tanks, right?
Yeah.
And that's very important that we know we need to contribute back to this community. In fact, during the pandemic, when there were many, many, many things that we had to overcome to get the festival back on, the governor's office of Virginia identified what an economic driver we were to Floyd County and was able to move some things down the pike for us so we could make sure we had a festival to bring that economic development back to Floyd County. So some things that people may not see on the back end is we do have a nonprofit called Blue Cow Arts. Blue Cow Arts is very involved in supporting the community. We donated, let's say, I think 2,700 pounds of food to the food bank after the festival this year, which fed like 170 families for a week. We annually donate $20,000 to $30,000 worth of tickets and thousands of dollars to local causes, nonprofits, needy families. Something people don't see, which we absolutely love these people, is we partner with and fundraise for Floyd County Rotary, Floyd County Young Life, Floyd County High School Band Boosters, Floyd County Tourism. Many of these organizations help run our festival. Like our band boosters, they're my volunteers at the box office. Incredible group of people that we could not do without. Young Life and Rotary in Floyd County, they have been for years in charge of our parking. They do an incredible job with that, and we're able to give funds to them to support their year-long missions. But if you whittle all this down, we truly, truly want to represent the best of Floyd County. You know, we want to be a best foot forward that, like, showcases the extraordinary mountains that we get to live within and call home. I almost see this, I keep saying this, that we want to be like a de facto chamber of commerce that pushes with the people we connect with at the festival to explore more of Floyd County, right? I mean, we have countless examples where people come to Floyd, fall in love with the festival, notice the town, fall in love with the county, buy homes, bring businesses there. We see this not only as the festival's job now, but we see it as our property's job. Now, maybe getting the cart before the horse here a bit, but it's called Festival Park for a reason. We want this to be a community resource. We want people to be able to come year-round to commune with the land. We haven't talked about much, but, of course, hiking trails are coming in. Disc golf course. It's coming in. Mountain bike trails are coming in. There's no reason that we can't get to a situation where those are open for free for the community to use. There's no reason why we can't put up kiosks that show, right, that like where you can go for tourism opportunities beyond Festival Park, especially with our location right on the highway. That's very important to us.
Yeah.
On a smaller scale, I'll say, too, we put up lodging options on our website for every Floyd County and Patrick County lodging free of charge. We want people to know that there's other options, year-round options. So that goes back to my de facto Chamber of Commerce thing. And truly, we feel blessed that we're able to give something this large and significant back to Floyd County. We know that you know, over 70% of Floyd County people have to leave the county for work every day. And we'd like to be able to provide enough economic development that perhaps one day we could lower that number.
Yeah. We see it. The patrons come in, we see it for 5, 6, 7 days or however long it is, you know, meaning when we arrive and then once we've packed up, once we've left the area, and then 51 other weeks of the year, this place is, you know, it's a place where people live, work, and play, but the residents there. So if you could expand on, not expand the conversation, but if you can expand on what you're doing there, the role that it plays,
yeah.
It really drives home for the patron who's coming in that you're more than just a 1 week a year event and a 1 week a year presence. It really makes you more
exactly.
of a partner, more than a partner, a neighbor, a resident, making that happen.
Yeah, we're going to be here forever, quote unquote.
There you go. Hey, that'd be a great name for a festival, Floyd Fest Forever. Let's think about it.
I know. I like it.
How about some pro tips? I know that some of your categories sold out lickety split. What about any pro tips for making the most of this new venue for people who are hoping to come in? I know tickets was high, parking was something to keep in mind, make a plan to carpool. Talk to me about some of those things.
Okay, so great questions here. First off, I'm sure many people have noticed we are very grateful to say that a majority of our tickets are sold out. That is incredible. We did not expect that. That being said, a couple things around that. We still have three-day GA tickets left. Those are, if you want to attend the festival, we can get our personal programming straightened up for you in 3 days, so please try to enjoy that. I do want to underscore to everyone listening who may have tickets or maybe getting tickets, whether in the secondary market or still left for sale, parking is more crucial than ever. We now no longer have the overflow cushion of an off-site lot. And so we have a finite amount of spaces. We have tried, as always we try to do, we try to message this prolifically. We have a pop-up window that comes up when you buy your admission ticket that says, please, you need parking, or are you interested in carpooling? And we have some options and a state agency that does carpooling locally, and they're going to help connect people to carpool. But it's crucial for everyone listening that if they've not gotten a parking pass, they do not have a place or a plan for parking, to go on site and grab that now. We have a significant amount left, you know, but it's best to grab that now. We're saying to people, remember, you need an admission ticket, you need a place to sleep, and you need a place to park. If you can check all those boxes off, then you're going to have a great Floyd Fest 23 forever. For those who are looking for tickets, I don't know if you people may are aware of this. We went through a couple years of scammers, and all festivals in America really had to deal with this stuff. I'm really proud of our team. We did a great job verifying all those tickets so that less people were scammed by all these people. But out of that came a relationship with Cash or Trade. And this relationship is going to be coming up when we fully sell out. So I'm guessing like in December or January, check floydfest.com. But we have a dedicated page on Cash or Trade where you can buy verified tickets, resale, secondary market verified tickets. I encourage people to check there first. And please, 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 it is very dangerous to jump on and look at a comment section on social media and see someone who's selling tickets and try to direct message them. There's very little we can do to protect you in situations like that. And sadly, 9 times out of 10 on social media, those people who are just swooping in and making that one comment are the scammers themselves. So I want for people to protect themselves in this. Other pro tips, really, you know, is that carpooling, like I said, is just extremely crucial. We are having a great on-site shuttle system, but as always, kind of pack light. You know, don't bring everything in the kitchen sink. If you need some assistance, we, of course, try to think of this. We have a webpage on FlipFest.com called Packing List. And the Packing List is a rundown of everything that we have learned from patrons are crucial to bring and what not to bring. So you can check out our FAQs, check out the packing list, and we hope we have information. And if we miss some information you think is important, always just email us, and we will add it in. We love talking to people.
There you go. You guys have been great that way. I mean, when I reached out, and I know others who reach out, and they get a quick response. And sometimes you go into a vacuum, you know, with any event, not just a festival or whatever, but any of these you reach out and you get a you know, hello, is anybody out there? And you get nothing back. So it's great to know that you're responsive, and that's a breath of fresh air and a response that, that people are after. So that's really it's good to know. And listen to Sam, because he's honest about this, and I can verify, and you know, that we do get responsive.
Oh, thank you.
Talk to me. Anything else you want to get across as far as the festival? Any other insider sort of pro tips? Anything else? I mean, obviously you're going to have. Stay tuned, because we're going to have, you know, more announcements, more announcements and the like. Anything else you want to get out there as we're counting down now? The buzz is out there. People have money on the table. They're eager. You know, talk to me. Anything else out there to discuss?
Yeah, no. So I would just say stay tuned. We love the way our years go. We are able to engage with all the patrons nonstop throughout the year. So in addition to the artist announcements, we're going to have many, many more surprises. They're going to pop up in social media, through our e-blast, through our sitemap, right? Always keep going back. We're going to update the sitemap as we create more of the dream, right? We wanted to get an initial sitemap out there to let people get a lay of the land, and we have much more coming. In fact, like drone footage we're trying to add right now to the sitemap to kind of give you a bird's eye view of everything going on. Other than that, we'll be announcing, you know, like surprises like our art installation and more stuff we're thinking about as we get closer into the spring. But I just say stay tuned. We love chatting with everybody. We love sharing new information. And this is going to be a real special year that we'll never, ever forget.
Yeah.
We're very excited about what the
heck.
Oh, and I will
I'm
say the bus stop.
It.
I'm going to go back
yeah,
to the bus stop real quick.
Yeah.
It's just the bus stop returns for 2023. Check out the premieres. Of course, they're running for 2022 on all the different connections we have. And be on the lookout. We are still working on finalizing the last pieces of this vinyl fundraiser. So we are actually have created vinyl records of the bus stop performances from past years. And we're going to be selling these off for donations that will support the bus stop moving into the future. And these are going to make great holiday gifts. So stay tuned for some of that vinyl fundraiser, which is coming at you pretty soon.
How cool is that? You know what? And what I really like is the concept of it's almost like a not just an interactive map, but a map that gets updated. You know, your site map you're talking about. It's almost like you want to go there and you want to see what's happening. What's new? What did I miss last week that you guys updated this week? And whether it's, you know, drone or, you know, shot that you didn't catch or just something else, it just elevates the excitement. And it really makes it something that not only is in website, you know, language, you know, sticky and makes people want come and stay or want to come back to the site. It's just it's exciting, you know. And if the lineup didn't do it enough, then maybe the map will as well. So
hey, this is our new home is coming to life, and that's amazing to watch. Every one of us is in this together. We get to see our new home come to life, and that's just it's a once in a lifetime. Experience for us festival people that love Floyd Fest. So it's awesome.
Yeah, I want to see that time lapse photography or footage there, videography or just shots of it coming to life. You know, they show it when you see a stage go up or something get cleared or a path get cleared out, and you know, where you can see it all come together, and it really brings it to life before your eyes. You know what? It's exciting. It's a great time. You have some really cool stuff happening. Any closing thoughts? I think we got plenty to roll with. Any closing thoughts you want to get across, Ben?
No, just a big, big, big thank you for everyone who supported us through all these different transitions, you know, from the beginnings of Floyd Fest, through the pandemic, out of the pandemic, and for us to be standing here, for me to be on this call with you, it all means the world to us. We don't take any of this for granted, that we're still alive and still standing and still able to create this dream for all of us. We don't take it lightly, and we do look at everyone as family, and this is all very special to us. So just thank you from the bottom of our heart.
Thank you for what you do, and for all the listeners and the readers who will see this and listen to this coming up. Thank you for all you do and for persevering, for endeavoring to persevere, as they say, to make this happen.
Thank you.
We were all hungry, and we all came back, and we made it to the other side. And here we are. So we've been chatting with Sam Calhoun, Chief Operating Officer for Floyd Fest and Across the Way Productions, where we're going to experience some music, some magic, some mountains in the hills of Virginia come July. What are our dates there?
July 26th through 30th, 2023.
There you go. Beautiful. Sam, thank you so much. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. And if we have more, we'll be back in touch. So peace out and check back. Thanks, y'all.